Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lady AD Show, welcome to talking about books, anything about books, from reading them, from writing them, to publishing them, from the technical detail of how to get your book into print, to just talking about the process of being an author and anything to do with books that would please a bibliographile.
I'm talking about an author's dilemma. And where does this dilemma come in? It comes in when you have to do some organization. So I'm entitling this Organization versus Creativity, an author's dilemma. I was really taken by this today because I was struggling. I was struggling today. I'd got stuck in the middle of writing a chapter for my book. Now, the book I'm working on currently is the non-fiction book about how to become a published author. And the area that was really making me pause was ordering the sub-chapters. I'd enjoyed the writing. I'd really got into it. To me, the creative part is the fun bit. I love to communicate the tips I've learned along the way. And I'm trusting that these nuggets of information will help another author. But I couldn't get past the fact that some of these snippets, whilst valuable, were interfering with the flow of the writing. It raised questions to me like, how do I keep my reader interested? How do I help my reader to move logically, step by step? And how do I serve my reader with well-presented information? To find the answer, I have to step away, just for a while, away from creativity and step into organization. The danger for me, personally, is that I could stay in organization all day long because it appeals to my ADHD tendencies. But at some point in the writing process, organization has to be tackled and creativity has to be placed on one side. For the non-fiction writer, this works well using charts and programs such as Excel. And for the fiction writer or novelist, it's the storyboard or the genetics chart, where it's important to keep in your memory who is related to whom, whether that's physical or via circumstance, the personalities of the characters, their personal backgrounds, their age, their appearance, etc. Even if some of these details are never revealed to the actual reader. So regardless of whether it's non-fiction or fiction writing, the author needs to keep the pace of their story going and not to confuse their readers in any way with inconsistent timings or out-of-sequence scenes. To keep these straight in the author's mind, organisation is the key. It may involve putting coloured post-its all on a piece of paper, but obviously ordering them into the correct order, or listing chapters and sub-chapters in a software package. Today, I have Excel open, trying to work out whether I should have the tips at the end of the chapter or interspersed throughout the writing. In a way, it's a personal choice. There's no right, no wrong answers, but it does throw up more questions. For instance, will tips interrupt the flow if placed alongside the main text? Or will the reader look at, or will they skip, the section if they're placed in one lump at the end of the chapter? I know these aren't earth-shattering decisions in the main scheme of things, but they are the type of issues each writer or author faces at some point in their efforts to produce copy. My answer is to shelve creativity for a short time and put on, figuratively, my organisational head and convince I have to use a different part of my brain to do this. So to avoid a headache, I need to keep the activities separate and not try to combine them. For now, I should take a systematic approach to my book, begin to order and reorder until it's firmed up enough that I know the direction in which it needs to go. I just have to ensure that organisation doesn't turn into agonisation. The antidote is to switch to creation again, and that I can create things and leave the organisation to another day. How tempting that is. Lady AD, keep writing.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast all about books. Such a passion for me. So much so, if you have got a book in you, a dream to write a book, I can help you. I can coach you through it. I can mentor you, and I can lay out your book so it's so beautiful that when you print it out, you just can't wait to show it to your friends and sell it on to wonderful customers. LadyAD.com. Contact me. Email me. lady@ladyad.com, and let's see if we've got a match to make a book, your dream book, come true.
Lady AD Show, Lady AD Show, Lady AD Show, Lady AD Show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.